The annual Encounters Film Festival is back and kicks off this week. The festival, a reminder, runs both in Cape Town and in Johannesburg, and it is on until the 16th of June. You know that it has come to represent a selection of the very best documentary filmmaking from both local and international producers. And I'm delighted to welcome Festival Director Mandisa Halane to the studio today to share some more information about this year's highlights. I've got to start by wishing you a happy 21st birthday, don't I, Mandisa?
Thank you so much. We are so delighted that we've reached this milestone and that the festival has endured for over 21 years.
Because it hasn't always been an easy thing to keep going. I know there have been years where it was hanging in the balance and we weren't sure if it was going to happen, but you really have gone from strength to strength. I mean, if I look back 21 years ago, you started with 24 films and sold around 2,000 tickets. How many films this year and how many tickets are you expecting to sell?
So we have about 65 titles, yeah, and that includes a whole bunch of short films. And we usually aim to sell over 10,000 tickets.
Wow. Okay.
In both cities.
So five times the size it was in the early days. What is it about documentary filmmaking that makes this such a successful event? Obviously, it's to do with the mix of films that you bring together, yeah, each year. But specifically, let's talk to the genre.
I think the genre, in terms of giving audiences a snapshot of the world and kind of tapping into the consciousness of what is happening around the world and how it relates to us personally on a more deeper level, that kind of resonates very strongly with people. And I think that the narrative structures of documentaries over the years have become much more engaging to audiences. You're no longer sitting there getting facts or getting news. You're getting a story, and that story is going to touch you, it's going to engage you, it's going to provoke you, it's going to entertain you. It just evokes a whole lot of emotions, and I think the genre in that way has leaped in terms of how it engages the audience.
I think you're so right. I can't help thinking in April I was in Amsterdam and I went to take a look at the World Press Photography Exhibition, which included a documentary section this year. And, you know, I popped into that room thinking I'll just browse one or two and spend maybe 20 minutes in this section. And about 3 hours later, I had to drag myself away because I wanted to sit and watch every single film, short and long. And as you said, the storytelling is so compelling that you just get dragged in. It's also, a documentary really is such a touch point for the big issues of the day and the big issues of the planet. I mean, if I look at the lineup for Encounters this year, you're touching on everything from the fight for free sanitary towels for girls in schools to climate change to Cape Town's water crisis to hair and identity. I mean, these are issues which thread themselves into our daily lives and our daily news bulletins. And here they are reflected in documentary as well.
I think that's the interesting thing about our programming style. We don't go out for a specific theme. What we do from the onset is we really look for the most engaging, the best made documentaries, the most talked about documentaries. Mm-hmm. And because we're so open-minded about it, we end up with a large variety of films. And we think that our audience is diverse. We think that different people want to see different things on the screen. So we've got culture, we've got history, we've got news, we've got the environment. We've got really personal stories that are more like thrillers. And we think that that's a good strategy for us because our features, we've only got about 30 features. So it's quite selective.
Mm. Now, we're going to go through some of the highlights in just a moment, but one of them I have to mention, and I think it is your opening night film, the rhino poaching documentary Strip. Our listeners have heard me talk about this film until I'm blue in the face. We've showed a screening here at Cape Talk not so long ago.
Yes.
It's a film I think everybody needs to see at some point. So I'm so delighted that it's been chosen for Encounters. And I just want to tell everybody that we're actually going to have the filmmakers Bonnet Debod and Susan Scott with us in studio next week, Wednesday. But they're hosting a couple of screenings, aren't they?
They are doing about 5 screenings, and one of them will be held at the Bertha Bioscope at the Chisimane Center in Mulberry. So if people want to do a free screening there, they're welcome to. But I think what's important about this film is that it's done so well internationally. It's traveled to numerous festivals around the world, and we are proud to be hosting it for the first time in the country.
It's won a swathe of awards as well internationally. So if you haven't yet had the chance to see it, don't miss the opportunity as part of Encounters. I'm also intrigued to see that somebody's made a movie about the story of the space theater.
So if you're a certain age, you will remember the space theater. And people are loving the film, looking back at the theater during the era of apartheid that welcomed a diversity of talent and that really opened people's perspective and was a kind of protest theater.
Yeah.
And on screen, you'll see some of the stalwarts of our theater community.
And you're going to hear the voice of James Earl Jones narrating
yes,
it as well, which is quite a coup for the filmmakers.
Indeed.
It's so hard to pick out favorites. Are there any other particular standout films you'd like to mention, Madisa?
So I don't know if you caught on to the RBG film that is also screening at numerous times. It's about Justice Ruth Ginsburg. And it's also won a lot of awards. It's been to many international festivals. And she was a kind of legal pioneer who really used the law to create an equitable environment for women and for people of color.
Okay, so that's definitely one to look out for. And then I mentioned earlier the issue of hair and identity. There's a film called It's Not My Hair that delves into this question. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
So we've programmed a few short films and films from students as well. And so they delve into these personal issues about how the political can become the personal. So I think with those kind of films, what we are trying to do is give students that platform, but also show a more personal kind of filmmaking that resonates with other demographics.
Okay. As I mentioned, so many different topics, and really the best thing to do is go onto the Encounters website and browse through and see what grabs you, whether it is movies about gender-based violence. There's one called Deadbeat Dads that takes a look at two women and a young man who grew up with different kind of fathering, I guess I can call it that,
yes,
which looks really, really compelling. Unati asking on the WhatsApp line whether Encounters will come to Bertha Movie House in Khayelitsha this year.
Yes, indeed, Unati. We have a program at Bertha Movie House, so please visit the website and go check out a couple of films on the weekend there. I know that we showing Dying for Gold, and it's I think we're showing the Xhosa version of Dying for Gold at Bertha Movie House. We're showing Josie Gold and a couple of other short films. So, and it's free.
Okay, nice to know. Thanks, Sonati. Somebody else asking, when the movies are finished at the festival, are they going to be available on other platforms?
So that is the saddest part about what we do. If you don't catch it at Encounters, you might miss it totally and you might have to find it through other platforms. It's sad, but I think in the future we should be seeing more platforms, more avenues for watching documentaries.
We hope. But the point that the fact is, unfortunately, very few documentary films are picked up for mainstream circuits screening in South Africa, and not all of these fantastic films have got distribution partners as yet. So really, don't miss the opportunity to see them while you know they're on here in Cape Town. The one that I just can't wait to hear more about, the story of the three identical strangers. Can you tell us a bit more about that film?
So this one is a bit different. It's also won numerous awards internationally. It's a bit of a thriller. It's a bit of a whodunit mystery thriller kind of documentary about three men who are identical, who discover themselves later on in life. And it turns out they were separated at birth.
So they were triplets separated at
birth. And what happens to the rest of the film, I cannot tell.
No, you can't
you
spoil it for
us.
You
have to watch it.
Okay. Now, Mandisa, let's just talk about some of the logistics and ticketing. The event opens on the 6th of June and, as I mentioned, runs until the 16th. Run us through the Cape Town venues, please.
So Cape Town, our primary venue is the Labia Theatre in Gardens on Orange Street. And you have to book through web tickets for that. But we, as Unati has mentioned, are at the Bertha Movie House in Khayelitsha for free screenings on the weekends. We are also at the Bertha Bioscope at the Chisimane Center in Mulberry for free weekend screenings. Those are limited, and you basically just have to rock up for that. And you might find some interesting discussions taking place at those venues.
Because the one thing we haven't mentioned is that in some of the cases, these films, the filmmakers will be there to run Q&As at the end of the screening, correct?
So we have filmmakers attending, local and international. For example, the Miles Davis son and nephew are attending for the Miles Davis film. We have Emmanuel Antil attending for A Bright Light. There's quite a few. There's too many to mention. So people should check out on the website where they might be able to interact with the guest filmmaker.
Okay, now that website is www.encounters.co.za. For the ticketed events, as Mandisa has mentioned, you book through web tickets. The cost is only 60 Rand a person for some fantastic, fantastic pieces of work. And I really hope Cape Townians are going to embrace this year's Encounters Film Festival. Mandisa, thank you so much for being with us in studio, and here's to the next 21 years.
Thank you so much.